先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读两处的圣经。
I'd like all of you to first read a couple of Bible verses with me.
我们先看罗马书第六章。
And we'll begin with Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第三节到第五节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我想这里的这个洗字啊，最好把它翻成浸。
And this word baptism is another word that can be used as submergence.
我们再看哥林多前书十二章。
We're going to look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，这可以讲受浸，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
第十八节
Same chapter verse 18.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上。
But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired.
二十四节和二十五节
Verses 24 through 25.
我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
Whereas our seemly members have no need of it, but God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, that there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another.
今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到受浸的双重意义。
This morning, I'd like to share with all of you the two meanings of baptism.
在圣经的希腊文里面
，in the Hebrew word,
受浸这个字的确是浸的意思。
This word baptism carries the meaning of being submerged.
不是洗。
It's not necessarily to simply wash.
那么这个浸的这个字的意思呢？是比我们通常所想象的要深入的多。
And this submergence is deeper than what we perhaps normally would imagine it to be.
因为受浸这个浸字啊，包括了渗入啊，或者深入，或者浸透的意思在里面。
Because this baptism, this submergence, carries the meaning that you are completely submerged.
我们知道今天我们用这个 merge 这个字啊，在美国很普遍。
And the English word merge is used quite a bit.
啊，这个 merge 通常我们的领会就是合并。
And the word merge simply means to be united.
当一个公司把另外一个公司合并之后呢，这个公司就消失了，就完全变成这个公司。
When a smaller company is bought by a bigger company and they merge,then that smaller company is no longer in existence. They are united with that other.
所以我们受浸的也有这个意思，我们和主之间就合并了。
So there is the same meaning in baptism. We are united with Christ.
应该从此之后就没有我们了，只有基督。
So there should no longer be I, but it should just be Christ.
那么所以呢，受浸这个呢，不是光是洗洗而已。
So the meaning of baptism doesn't simply mean to just be washed.
也不是光在水里面泡一下。
It doesn't mean to just take a dip or be soaked in the water.
当然呢，当你在水里面浸一下，这个是接受一个事实，很重要。
Of course, when you are baptized in the water, very quickly, you are accepting a fact.
但是并不是说你在水里面浸了一下之后呢，你就做完了一件事情，从此之后就没有关系。
And it also doesn't mean that once you've been baptized, that you've completed some sort of act, and that's it.
我们知道在基督徒属灵的经历里面，
We know that in a Christian spiritual experience,
一次接受事实是非常重要的。
To accept a fact is very important.
但是不能忘记后面还有持续的经历。
But we cannot neglect that after we've accepted this fact, there's experience that follows.
这个是也是非常重要。
And this is also very important.
所以今天有很多基督徒呢，在受浸的时候只注意了那一次的浸，忽略了后面的这个持续的这个经历。
So many Christians today pay attention on the physical act of baptism, and once it's done, they neglect what follows after.
所以因此呢，浸这个意思就是说呢，不仅是一次接受事实，后面呢要深入这个受浸的意义。
So it doesn't necessarily mean that we just are baptized once, but we need to.Go even further to experience a deeper baptism.
或者我们用一个比较简单的比喻来说明一下。
Or perhaps I'll use a simple example.
我们中国人呢喜欢做馒头啊，这个西方人喜欢做面包。
Some people like to make bread.
那么无论怎样 ，OK， 馒头不好翻。那无论怎样呢，你需要和面，和面，对不对
？So you need to knead the dough.
那么你把面粉拿来了，把水加进去，然后把一些酵加进去。
So when you put the make the mixture of the flour with the water and the yeast.
我们的经验上，我们都知道，你不是光和好了马上就可以做，对不对？
We know that in our experience, you cannot just mix it and then bake it right away.
我们需要把它放一放。
You have to let the dough sit.
我们中国人叫做醒面，要醒一醒。
And you have to let the dough rise.
那么我记得我小时候，我母亲呢，这个常常做面食，把这个面团做好之后，她就把它放一下。
I remember watching my mother as she would prepare the dough, she would finish it and let it sit on the side.
我说你为什么不立刻就做呢？
And I would ask her, well, how come you can't just hurry up and make it right away?
她说要让这个面醒一醒。
And she said, I have to let the dough rise.
我开头不懂什么醒一醒。
And at first I didn't understand what it meant to let the dough rise.
我们都知道这个面要放几个钟头，甚至放一整天，一整夜。
And we know that sometimes this dough, you have to let it sit for a whole day.
第二天早上你看见这个一团面发得很大。
And the very next morning, when you look at it, the dough has risen.
那么当那个面发透的时候。
And when the dough has completely risen.
那么无论你做馒头也好，做面包也好呢，就很好吃。
Then you can make this bread and it'll taste good.
如果你用那个没有发透的面。
If you use this dough that has not fully risen,
我们知道那个做出来的无论馒头面包的都不好吃，对不对？
And you know that bread will not taste good.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当你让这团面粉和水和那个酵混在一起，而达到一个发好的情况，这个叫浸。
And when the flour and the water and the yeast have been completely mixed and submerged and it's fully risen, then this is baptism.
到最后你会发现水也好，面粉也好，这个酵也好，是分不开了。
So then when it has completely risen, then you cannot differentiate the flour from the yeast from the water. It's all one.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要明白这个真正的浸的意义。
So we have to know the complete meaning of baptism.
所以 当我们那天受浸的时候
So on that day that we were baptized,
那只不过是一个开始
It's only but a beginning.
后面还有一连串的很长的一个过程
And there is a long journey after that.
所以呢你会发觉在基督徒的生活里面很多难处是什么呢你是受了浸但是没有透啊
The difficulty that Christians face today is that we have been baptized, but perhaps not baptized deep enough.
我们的难处就是没有透，不是没有受浸。
It's not that we haven't been baptized, but we haven't been baptized completely.
我们也忽略了这个透。
And we don't understand what we've lost the depth of our baptism.
所以我们不够完全进入那个受浸的真实。
So then we cannot fully enter into the truth of what baptism is.
那么圣经里面讲到我们只有一个浸。
Now the Bible says we only have one baptism.
在以弗所书第四章里面告诉我们是一洗就是一个浸。
And in Ephesians chapter 4 it tells us that there is one baptism.
但是呢它却具备两面的意义。
But this baptism has two meanings.
不是两个浸。
It doesn't mean that you're baptized twice. There is one baptism.
但是有两方面的意义。
But there are two meanings.
那么一方面是水浸。
The first one is the baptism of water.
另外一面是灵浸。
And the second one is the baptism of the Spirit.
每一个基督徒都接受了这两个浸的意义。
And every Christian needs to accept the fact of these two meanings.
当你接受主耶稣基督的时候
So when you have accepted the Lord Jesus,
你不仅接受了那个水浸
You've not only accepted the baptism of water,
其实你也接受了灵浸
But you've also accepted the baptism of the Spirit.
所以这两个浸对我们基督徒来讲那意义非常重大。
So both of the meanings of the word baptism is very important in our Christian life.
一个经历比较注重在个人。
One of the meanings pays more attention to our personal life.
那么另外一个经历注重在团体。
And the other meaning has a focus on the congregation.
Corporation.
Oh, the corporate body.
那么弟兄姊妹们我想我们要把这两面的意义给弟兄姊妹稍微的有些的交通
So I want to share with all of you these two meanings
在罗马书第六章告诉我们的是那个水浸
In Romans chapter 6 it speaks of the baptism of water
那么这里很清楚的告诉我们我们基督徒受水浸是进入基督的死
And this clearly tells us that when we are baptized into the death of Christ.
我相信当我们要受浸的时候，有人给我们解释受浸的意义。
I'm sure that when we, prior to us being baptized, someone has explained the meaning of baptism to us.
我们借着这个水浸，那么进入一个重要的事实。
And through the baptism of water, we have accepted this important fact.
我们接受了耶稣基督在十字架上全部的工作。
We accept the completed work that Christ has accomplished on the cross.
我们与他同死同埋葬然后同复活。
We have been united with his death and his burial and his resurrection.
但是这个浸呢，特别强调的是那个基督的死。
But this death, this baptism in Romans 6 speaks of his death.
当然，神的目的不是要我们死，要我们活。
But of course, the goal that Christ has for us is to live, not die.
但是你如果要活得好，你必须懂得怎么死。
But if in order for us to live well, we have to understand how we must die.
一个不懂得死的人是活不好的。
One who cannot die well, cannot live well.
所以我们基督徒一蒙恩得救之后
So as a believer, as you believe in the Lord,
我们就努力的要活，对不对
We use a lot of effort to live.
但是我们活来活去都活不好
But we try to live and we try to live, but we're not living well.
圣经告诉我们说啊
The Bible tells us,
你要活得好
If you want to live well,
你要先懂得怎么死
We have to know how to die.
那么这个活呢是根据死
And this life is linked to death
所以感谢主啊你受浸的时候你已经接受了一个事实进入基督的死
So we thank the Lord that when we were baptized, we accepted the fact that we have been united with Christ's death.
但是请我们记得，那个开头还不代表完全。
But keep in mind, this beginning doesn't represent the completed
work. 在你以后的生活里面。
And after you're baptized,
你要天天经历这个死。
We need to experience this death on a daily basis.
那个意思就是，你死得越透，你就活得越好。
So this means that when we have achieved complete death, then we can live well.
这样我们就懂了，对不对？
Now we can understand.
为什么我们活不好啊？
How come we are not living well?
你没有死透。
We haven't died completely.
你这团面里面还疙疙瘩瘩的东西很多呢。
In this lump of dough, there are still a lot of different particles that haven't been mixed.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
我们要死得越透。
And when we have died, completely died,
我们就活得越得胜越荣耀。
Then we can live a more glorious life, more victorious life.
我在香港服侍的时候啊，
when I was serving in Hong Kong,
我告诉青年弟兄姊妹说呢，我们在主的道路上要跑得快啊。
I told the youth that on this Christian path we need to run fast.
要跑得好。
And we need to run well.
那么青年弟兄姊妹就问我，我们要怎么样能跑得快，跑得好呢？
And the young people would ask me, well, how do I run well and how do I run fast?
我就告诉他们。
So I told them,
你若死得越快，就跑得越快。
The faster you die, the faster you will be able to run.
你要死得越快，你就跑得越好。
The faster you die, the better you will run.
所以我们要晓得主耶稣基督在十字架上这个死啊，是一个奥秘，也是一个秘诀。
So we know that the death of Christ on the cross is not only a mystery, but it's a secret.
所以我们今天呢，已经受了这个水洗。
So today we have all been experienced the baptism of water.
这并不代表你就完全。
This doesn't mean that we are complete.
下面呢，一生的年日啊，就在主面前呢，让这个浸呢浸到你里面。
This is just a beginning point, and all the remaining days of our lives, we are to, we have to be.Baptized into this death.
所以神很公平。
So the Lord is very fair.
你知道我们所有基督徒啊，我们的起点都是一样。
All of our shortcomings are the. Oh, all of us are. All of our starting points are the same.
你在这个水里浸，我也是在这个水里浸。
You've been baptized in this water, so have I.
那么后面基督徒的成长呢？
And the following growth of our Christian life.
就是看谁。被浸得更透。
It will depend on how deeply we are baptized.
一个人越属灵就代表什么？他越浸得透。
One who is spiritual means that they are baptized even deeper.
越懂得怎样进入基督的死。
And they have a better understanding of how to die with Christ.
那么他的光景就活得越好。
And so his spiritual condition is good.
你知道在罗马书里面
In Romans,
神借着使徒保罗把这个经历解释得非常的宝贵。
God uses the Apostle Paul to describe this in a very, very precious way.
所以罗马书这卷书对基督徒来讲，在经历上面来讲，可以说是非常宝贵的一卷圣经。
So the book of Romans to a Christian is very, very precious.
那么尤其罗马书第六章到第七章。
Particularly Romans chapter 6 through 8.
那么他从受浸开始
Beginning with baptism,
他就讲到基督的死在我们这些蒙恩得救的人身上呢，对付了四件重要的事情。
It speaks of how baptism into his death can target four things.
这四件事都是今天我们人的智慧人的能力是绝对做不到。
And these four targets are with today'sman's knowledge and abilities, we cannot target these.
这四件事是什么呢?
What are these four things?
第一个就是罪。
The first one is sin.
第二个呢,就是死。
And the second one is death.
第三个呢,是律法。
The third one is defeating the law.
第四个就是肉体。
And the fourth one is defeating the flesh.
就是人的己。
And that is man's self.
所以我们知道这四件事情只有借着基督的死能够把它对付的完全。
So these four things can be can be defeated only by the death of Christ.
而接受基督的死是从我们受浸开始。
And accepting the death of Christ begins with on the day we were baptized.
所以这就告诉我们说呢，如果基督的死越多进入我们的里面。
So this says that when the death of Christ enters into us,
你在这四件事上面，你就越多得自由。
You will be set free from these four things.
我想弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多时候我们蒙恩得救之后呢，我们就发现罪还在那里。
And sometimes today, even though we've been saved, sometimes we still feel like sin is still in our lives.
那你怎么来对付这个罪呢？
How do we defeat this sin in our lives?
很多基督徒说，从现在开始起，我已经信了耶稣，我做了基督徒了。
Some people will say, well, from starting today, I have accepted the Lord and I will begin my path as a Christian.
我也受了浸。
And I have been baptized.
我现在开始要洗心革面，我要重新做人。
I want to be a new person.
从今天开始起，我们开始要做好人了。
Starting today, I will be a good citizen, a good person.
哇，我们就努力地做。
And we put a lot of effort into doing that.
你知道保罗也曾经这样做过。
And you know, the Apostle Paul once did this as well.
他做到最后的结果是什么呢？
And what was his final result?
这就是罗马书第七章告诉我。
And this speaks of this in Romans chapter
7. 我立志为善由得我，是行出来由不得我。
He says that
Oops. 第七章。
Okay, so verse 18, for I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, for the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
我想我们基督徒呢，我们跟世人一样，我们都有一个行善的意念。
So all Christians have this desire like Apostle Paul had, that you want to do what is holy or righteous.
我们在没有得救之前，
and prior to us being baptized,
我们是用我们的道德来抗拒罪，对不对？
And we use our own methods, or we use our morals to try to counter sin.
那么什么是道德呢？
And what are morals?
道德就是这个我想做，但是呢我控制自己不做，就是道德。
Morals it means that we want to do it, but we
control
ourselves. And we try to control ourselves to accomplish it.
因为我们的良心告诉我们这是错的。
Because deep within, the righteousness in us tells us that this is wrong.
所以我们要努力地抗拒这个东西。
So we put a lot of effort into countering this sin.
所以当一个人不做不犯罪的时候，我们看见这是一个有道德的人。
So someone who does not sin, this is someone who is has good morals.
这并不表示说呢他不喜欢。
But it doesn't mean that he might not like that sin.
他喜欢。
They actually like sinning.
但是呢他是压制自己不做。
But they try to subdue themselves in order to not engage in the act of sin.
我们说这样的人是好人呢。
And then we'll say, oh, this is a good person.
是有道德的人。
This is someone with high morals.
但是无论怎样，里面还是有什么挣扎的。
But deep within, there's still this struggle.
所以主耶稣曾经说过。
So the Lord Jesus once said,
他说，那看见妇女就动淫念的，就已经是犯淫乱。
That if you look at a woman with lust, then you have already committed sin.
你这个只要心里面这个意念犯，你在神眼前就是已经犯罪。
Because even within in your heart, if you have these lusts and these sinful desires, then before God, this is sin.
那么圣经也讲说，当你恨弟兄的时候，你就杀人。
And the Bible also says that if you hate your brother, that means you have the intention of murder.
你心里真想把他杀了，但是你想不能杀的。
And inside, you really want to kill this person, but you know that you cannot.
所以你没有杀。
So you did not commit murder.
但是在神来看，你已经杀了。
But in the Lord's eyes, you've already committed this murder.
所以我们知道神的标准跟人的标准不一样的。
So you know that God's standards are somewhat are different than man's standards.
只有神是绝对的圣洁的。
And only God is a holy God.
我们呢是做与不做的问题了。
And for us, we just try to stop ourselves from sinning.
我们看见了很多的钱，我们也很想要，对不对？
We see a lot of money before us, and we really want it.
但是我们的理智告诉我们不可以的，你做这个是错的。
But our conscience tells us, oh, you can't have this because this is wrong.
那有的人呢，忍不住就做了，对不对？
And some people cannot resist, and they go after it.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
所以人的道德在神眼中来看是很虚伪的东西。
So man's ways of trying to defeat sin is very weak.
No, hypocrite.
Oh, we're hypocrites before God when we try to subdue our sins.
所以主没有用这样的方式来要求我们。
So God does not require that we use this sort of method.
主用什么样的方法呢?
What is the method that the Lord has given us?
主所用的是死。
God, He's given us this method of death.
所以当你被浸入基督的死的时候。
So when we have been baptized into the death of Christ.
罗马书告诉我们说你就脱离了罪。
Romans tells us that then you are separated from sin.
那个是非常的安息的。
And that is a very peaceful thought.
那个是根本没有挣扎的。
And there is no struggle.
所以这是神给我们很大的恩典。
So this is a truly a great grace.
但是你们看见今天很多基督徒不懂得这个。
But today many Christians have not grasped this.
所以我们一得救之后。
So that after we were baptized,
我们又回到我们原来道德的观念里面。
We go back to our original ways.
我们告诉人这个不能碰，那个不能摸，你要克制自己，要怎样
？We tell people, oh, you cannot touch this, you cannot touch that. We need to restrict ourselves and all these things.
所以我们发现是无效的，对不对
？And we find that these are futile.
根本不可能的。
And we cannot achieve this.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你那时的受浸已经接受了基督的死。
So on that day you were baptized, you have accepted the death of the Lord.
基督怎样向罪死了，你也死了。
How Christ was dead to sin, that's how we need to be dead to sin.
我们知道，我们只有向罪死，我们才能向神活。
Only when we can be dead to sin, can we be alive to Christ.
所以基督徒对付罪。
So in order for Christians to counter sin,
是看你到底进入基督的死有多少。
Depends on how deeply we are rooted in the death of Christ.
啊，所以基督徒不犯罪。
So for Christians to not sin,
是因为受浸进入基督的死。
Because we have been baptized into His death.
所以如果我们受到罪的试探和引诱，我们胜不过，我们只能到主跟您讲说：“主啊，我在这个点上还没有浸透。”
So if we encounter temptations and sins in our lives, we have to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I have not been baptized in your death enough.
那么第二方面,
and the second aspect,
就是基督的死对付死。
Christ's death will counter death.
因为呢，圣经告诉我们说呢，撒旦是掌死权的。
The Bible tells us that Satan is the beholder of death.
他呢是用这个死来攻击人的。
And he uses death to attack mankind.
啊，所以今天整个世界都在死亡的权势底下。
So in the world, we are all under the control of death.
因为整个世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
And the entire earth is under the control of this, of Satan.
我们基督徒的经历也是一样。
And our Christian experience is the same.
如果今天仇敌的在世上有权势。
If today, Satan has a grip on a hold of you,
你就看见一个基督徒变成本来是个活基督徒变成个死基督徒了。
Before you were an alive Christian, but now you are a dead Christian.
今天对教会也是一样。
And same thing with the church.
教会应该充满生命的。
The church should be full of life.
那么撒旦把死亡带进来了。
When Satan brings in death,
所以这个教会变成死的了。
Then this church becomes dead.
没有生命的。
There's no life.
所以撒旦是专门用死来攻击的。
So Satan uses death to attack
mankind. 今天我们怎么样来应付撒旦手中这个死的权势呢？
So today, how do we counter the death of Satan?
希伯来书告诉我们，
In Hebrews it tells us,
主耶稣是借着死败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼。
Christ uses death to counter the death of Satan.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
我们基督徒在生活中也很容易遇见死亡的。
As a Christian, we encounter death very easily.
这属灵的死亡。
A spiritual death.
啊，你看有的时候，我常讲，有人给人讲了一句话，我们就死了。
Sometimes, someone might say something to you, and then you would experience spiritual death.
有的人呢，给我们一个脸色，我们就死掉。
Someone might look at you in a certain way, and then you would be dead.
前些日子还活得蛮好的。
Maybe prior to that, you were living pretty well.
就是我们遇见这个哇。
But because you have encountered this, inside your spirit is dead.
那么主耶稣呢，就借着他的死败坏那个死，我们就重新活过来。
So Christ will use his death to counter the death of Satan, and then we are alive.
因为你知道神在这件事情上面，他做是非常有耐心。
In this aspect, God is very patient.
我们记得这个拉撒路的故事吗？
And do you remember the story of Lazarus?
拉撒路这个病了，后来死了。
And Lazarus was ill and later died.
那么马大跟玛利亚呢，找人去找主耶稣说：“你所爱的人病了。”
And Mary and Martha, sent people to the Lord Jesus to say, "The one that you love has died."
哦，如果是我们，我们得赶快跑去了，对不对？
If it were us, we would immediately run to him.
但是没有，主在那里又等了四天。
But no, the Lord Jesus waited where he was another 4 days.
然后呢，他就跟门徒说：“现在我们可以去。”
And then he told his disciples, "Now we can go."
连门徒都不相信他。
And even his disciples did not believe him.
门徒们还在那里讽刺我们的主呢。
And the disciples were there, thinking that they were sarcastic with the Lord.
好了，我们跟他一起去死吧，我们大家去死算了。
So they said, "Okay, Lord, we'll go with you to die."
说到了那里，主对马大说：“你把坟墓的石头挪开。”
And when the Lord came, he told Mary to remove the tombstone.
马大说他已经死了四天，已经臭了。
And Mary told Jesus, "Well, he's already been dead for 4 days, and there's a stench."
那么后来我们知道。主就叫拉撒路从死里复活。
But then we know that the Lord called Lazarus out of the tomb.
这个故事告诉我们什么呢？
What does the story tell us?
有的时候啊，主也刻意让我们经历那个死。
And it means that sometimes the Lord will allow us to experience that death.
就是要叫我们经历死透了。
He wants us to be dead, completely dead.
啊，有些基督徒说我现在好软弱啊，我要死了。
Some Christians will say, "Oh, I feel so weak. I'm about to die."
主看一看呢，还没死透呢。
And the Lord might look at us and say, "Well, you haven't died completely yet."
所以主不会很快伸手就救。
And the Lord will not send out His hand to rescue you right away.
主要等你死透了再救。
He wants to wait till we have died completely, then He will rescue us.
所以这是为什么基督徒有时候遇见很多难处，我们做祷告又祷告，好像主都不听一样的。
And that's why sometimes we experience that, oh, we've been praying for so long, and the Lord has not answered our prayers.
主不是不听我们祷告，主听见你的祷告。
It's not that the Lord does not listen to our prayers, He indeed has heard your prayers.
但是主在等候。
But He's waiting.
等什么呢？
What is He waiting for?
就等你死透了。
He's waiting for us to die a complete death.
所以在属灵的经历上，
so in our spiritual experience,
能够胜过这个属灵的死亡呢，只有靠着基督的死。
In order for us to overcome death, we need the death of Christ.
所以在罗马书里面告诉我们，就死就不再做王了。
And in Romans it tells us death will no longer reign in us.
那么第三个点，
and the third point,
就是律法，
is the law.
这律法怎么就是很多的规条，很多的规矩，很多我们的传统习惯。
This represents a lot of the rules and regulations that have been passed down.
我们知道犹太人呢，他们又遵从旧约神的律法，所以他们规矩多得不得了。
Like the Israel nation, the Jews have adapted the laws from the, have brought back the laws from the Old Testament.
我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹可能也讲过。
And we've mentioned this before.
那犹太人的这个律法师啊，或者这些拉比，不知道从哪里哪些圣经里面解释，到了安息日的时候呢，不可以去按那个电梯的那个按钮。
That these rules have been passed all the way down to the point where, on the day of Passover, they're not able to press the elevator button.
谁去碰那个就做工了，就犯法了。
And he who touches that makes the act of pushing that button is working.
所以现在的科技帮助他们了。
And so now the scientists have helped them.
所以他们现在美国在纽约有很多这个犹太人那个电梯根本没有按钮的，不要按钮。
And today in New York, there are a lot of elevators where you don't need to push buttons.
一走过去，它自己就开了。
And you walk over there, and the door opens automatically.
就是为什么怕犯这个规矩。
Why is this? Because they're afraid of breaking the law.
所以你知道，今天我们作为基督徒，我们好多的规条啊、规矩啊，把它捆得死死的。
And today, as a Christian, we have all these rules and regulations that are constraining us.
在2000年的基督教的历史里面
，in the history of Christ in these past 2000 years,
我们晓得留下了无数的规条的东西，把神的儿女们捆得。
All of these laws and regulations have strangled to death the Christians.
我们怎么样能脱离这些规条呢
？How can we be free from these laws？
要进入基督的死。
We have to be submerged into the death of
Christ. 你越进入的深，你就越得自由。
And the deeper you go into the death of Christ, then the more free you will
be. 所以罗马书第七章告诉我们。
So Romans chapter 8 tells us.
我们这些人在捆我们的律法上死了。
So you, though the death of Christ can set us free from the law.
这个真的是一个何等大的一个恩典。
And this is an amazing grace.
啊，第四个点。
The fourth point.
就是讲到在肉体中啊，那么我们受到死的对付。
In the flesh, we encounter death.
我们知道这个肉体就是我们人的己。
And we know that this flesh is the self.
啊，这个东西是一个很麻烦的东西。
And this is a very complicated thing.
人要脱离这个肉体也很困难。
In order for us to depart from the flesh is a very difficult.
你要用克制的方式的话，你发现定会失败。
And if you use your own, if you try to suppress it yourself, you will fail.
那么，我们基督徒啊，都懂得最好的属灵经历就是向自己死。
And as a Christian, you know that the best method is to die to yourself.
我们的己如果受到对付，我们的基督徒的生活就能过得更自由。
And if we can experience this death, then our life in the Lord will be more abundant.
我举几个简单的点啊，那么解释一下什么叫己。
I'll give a couple of examples of what this self is.
这个己啊，第一个最明显的东西就是自私。
And one of the first things that we encounter with self is selfishness.
我想没有人不自私的。
I think there's no one here that is not selfish.
只要一个人有己，就一定自私。
If you have self, then you will be selfish.
我们什么都为自己。
Everything is for me.
那么我们这个为自己也是很自然的一件事情。
And everything for me is a natural thing.
那么在罗马书第五章里面告诉我们呢
？In Romans chapter 5 it tells us
这个肉体呢充满情欲的。
The flesh is full of lust.
那我想我不需要详细去解释这个体里面很多不正常的情欲的。
And I don't think I need to describe this any deeper.
那么还有一个我们很容易犯的东西是什么呢
？And another thing that we are constantly involved in
这个己啊就很喜欢表现自己。
The self likes to display itself.
我们很喜欢引起人的注意。
We like to gain the attention of others.
所以你看，难怪今天在整个基督教的里面呢。
So that's why you see in Christianity today.
很多人你看的也是很爱主、侍奉主，但是他也很想出名。
There's a lot of people who serve the Lord and but they want to have a little bit of fame.
希望人都尊重他。
hoping that people will revere them and exalt them.
所以呢，你知道在今天基督徒的见证里面，很多人喜欢讲自己。
So in the testimony of the Lord today, people like to talk about themselves.
我们讲自己那个里面偷偷的一点的意思，就是希望人家都称赞我们，对不对
？And when we do this, we are hoping that people will praise us.
希望人家都注意我。
And hopefully people will pay attention to me.
希望人都知道我了不起。
And hopefully people will think that I'm a pretty good person.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很平常的事情。
This is a very normal
thing. 所以己就是喜欢表现。
The self likes to display.
我们知道这些东西在神的眼中都是不能蒙悦纳的东西。
And these are things before the Lord that can has nothing to do with God.
基督徒正常的生活应该是隐藏自己。
And the life of a Christian is a secret life, and we need to hide ourselves.
但是呢，我们的己在里面呢，常常是喜欢显扬的。
But because of our self life, it likes to display itself.
以至于在我们属灵生活中造成很多难处。
And this has brought upon us a lot of difficulties in our Christian walk.
我们都懂得要背起十字架，要钉死自己。
We know that we have to carry our own cross to be nailed to the cross.
那么你怎么钉死？
How are we to be nailed to the
你要记得你已经受浸。
We have to remember that we have already been baptized.
你的己已经与基督的同死了。
Our self has already been united with the death of Christ.
所以一个人越多进入基督的死。
So if someone can enter deeper into the death of Christ.
他就越多从己里面得释放。
Then you will be set free from yourself.
越多能活出真正荣耀的生活。
Then you can live out a more glorious life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见在罗马书第六第七章里面。
In Romans chapter 6 and
7. 讲到这些重要的一些属灵的经历。
Speaks of these important experiences.
请我们记得都是从受浸开始的。
Please remember that it all begins with baptism.
所以今天我们要明白那个浸的真实意义。
So today we have to fully understand the meaning of baptism.
今天我们的失败。
Today our failures.
是因为我们不够浸透。
Are because we have not been baptized deep enough.
所以要让基督的死更多进入我们的里面。
We have to allow the death of Christ to enter into us.
使徒保罗告诉我们，这才是一个正常基督徒的生活呢。
The Apostle Paul tells us that then we will have a normal life.
这实在是非常的宝贵。
This is truly precious.
我不知道我们弟兄姊妹们，我们能明白吗
？Are you able to understand this?
真的能领会吗
？And truly be able to accept this?
所以我们才现在晓得受浸不是小事情。
So now we know that baptism is not a small thing.
你不仅一次接受这个事实，
you not only at one moment in time accept this fact,
你还需要有持续进入的经历，
but you need this path of experiencing it.
所以你现在懂了，你受浸那天开始起，水里面这么泡了一下啊，很重要。
And remember, on that day that you were baptized, this simple soaking or submerging.
往后的日子呢，就是慢慢慢慢慢慢的。浸透它。
It is important, but afterwards, you slowly enter into a deeper understanding of that baptism.
对不起，这个时间不够，我必须讲第二个点。
Sorry, because of time, I need to move on to the second point.
那么，浸的第二方面意义就是灵浸，受圣灵的浸。
And the second point of baptism is to be baptized into His Spirit.
啊，这里首先我们要知道的。我们怎样受灵浸呢
？How can we be baptized in the Spirit？
圣经告诉我们是主耶稣是用圣灵给我们施浸。
And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus baptizes us with the Spirit。
约翰福音一章三十三节。
In John 1:33，
使徒约翰告诉我们说他是用圣灵给你们施浸。
Apostle John the Baptist says that。He is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
那么这个浸把我们浸到什么情况里面呢
？And what kind of a baptism is this?
乃是把我们浸入基督的身体。
It brings us into the body of Christ.
啊，请我们记得，水浸是把我们浸入基督的死。
Please remember that the baptism of water is to baptize us into His death.
灵浸是把我们浸入基督的身体。
The baptism of the Spirit brings us into the body of Christ.
是当你得救的那一天。
On that day that you are saved.
圣灵已经把你浸入基督的身体。
The Spirit has already brought you into the body of Christ.
但是这是一个重要的事实。
This is an important fact.
但是我们有没有真正身体的实际生活呢?
But do we have the reality of the body life?
我们需要圣灵继续把我们进入基督的身体。
We need to continue to allow the Spirit to bring us into the body of
那么在这里呢,
Christ.
保罗呢,
And here Paul uses another term.
我们不仅被进入基督的身体,
he not only brings us into the body of Christ, but he unites us with
drink.
Oh, we drink of the Spirit.
啊, 这个什么叫做饮呢?
What does it mean to drink?
啊, 像你小孩,人,
and for example, you take a little child, you put him in the swimming
pool. 啊, 那外面都是水,
and they're surrounded by water.
啊, 然后呢,他喝两口,
and if they take a couple of gulps of water, then the water enters into them.
前两天我那个孙子就把放到游泳池里面,他故意喝两口。
And a couple of days ago, my grandson, you put him in the water, and he on purpose would drink some of the water.
所以水不仅在外面,
so the water is not only around you, but it enters into you.
所以基督的身体的出现,
so the manifestation of the body of Christ is the work of the Holy Spirit. It relies on our baptism into the Spirit.
你天天要喝,你把身体要喝进去。
It depends on our drinking of the Spirit.
圣灵像活泉一样的。
It should be like a fountain of life.
生命的泉源。
The fountain of life.
我们让圣灵进入里面。
And allow that Spirit to come into us.
这个好像不大容易解释啊。
And it's hard to explain.
但是经历上是真的。
But in experience, this is real. You all have experience of drinking water.
我这口水喝下去啊,
this gulp of water that I just drank,
我也很难解释,
it's hard for me to describe.
但是呢, 我可以感觉到,
but I can feel it.
我真的感觉到,
and I can really feel it.
今天神的灵进,
when the Spirit of God enters into us, we can feel it.
所以你有没有喝进去, 你不是光觉得, 哦, 我已经喝于神你喝, 这不是光是, 外面讲的。
This is not only something that we talk about.
所以基督的身体是靠着圣灵的进把它进入。
And the body of Christ is dependent on being baptized in the Spirit.
我们都知道今天我们要活出基督身体的实际是多么重要的一件事情。
And we know how important it is for us to live out the body of Christ.
那么你怎么样活在这个身体里面?
How do we live in this body?
你需要饮于圣灵。
We need to drink of the Spirit.
当你越多饮于圣灵的时候,
and when we drink more of the Spirit,
你就自然的能够更多活出基督身体的,
then naturally you will live out more of the life of Christ.
今天如果我们在整个教会的生活中,
today in our church life,
你还是一个这个个体,
if you are still just an individual,
啊, 我行我素的, 我照着自己的意思,
I'll do as I please,
证明说什么呢?
This states,
你虽然被进入基督身体,
this states that you have been brought into the body of Christ, but it is not real to you.
证明一件事情,
and it speaks of how we are lacking in the drinking of His Spirit.
那在哥林多前书12章里面,
in 1 Corinthians Chapter 10.
我想有几件简单的事情啊，我在这里交通一下。
There are a couple of examples I wanted to give to you.
可以显明到底我们在基督的身体的生活里面到底进入多少。
And it speaks of just how much of the life of Christ has entered into us.
那么第一件事情,
the first one,
这里告诉我们说呢, 我们在基督身体上做肢体是神的安排。
Is that the body of Christ has been arranged by God.
那么就第一个让我们看见你有没有真正的安于神给你的安排。
And we have we fully accepted our position in how the Lord has arranged us.
就好像今天神造人一样，神造你是男的，造他是女的嘛，就是男女有别。
And it's just like today, that God has created us man and woman, and there are differences.
那么在基督身体上也是一样。
And in the body of Christ, it is the same.
神把我们造出来就是个脚，那就是脚。
If God has placed us in the body and we are to be feet, then
we are
feet.
出来是个手，那就是手。
If God places us in His body and we are hands, then we are hands.
神把你造出个耳朵，你就是个耳朵。
If God places us in His body and we are ears, then we are ears.
造出个眼睛就是个眼睛。
We are eyes, then we.
造出个嘴就是个嘴。
A mouth, then a mouth.
因为这是神的定规，没有人可以来抗拒的。
Because this is arranged by God, so no one else can change.
你越多隐于圣灵。
The more you drink of the Spirit,
你就越多能安于神给你的安排。
Then the more you can accept the position in the body of Christ.
并且呢，你能够尽你自己的本分来服事。
And you can serve it with the capacity that has been given to you.
所以你对任何其他没有排斥，也没有嫉妒。
So you have no envy of other positions.
你要知道，这个说起来是很容易的。
To speak of these things, it is easy.
但也是今天地上教会侍奉中很多的难处从这里出来的。
But a lot of difficulties within the church are based on this issue.
所以我们看一个人真正能够安息在基督的身体里面尽他的功，我们知道这个人是被圣灵所浸的一个人。
Someone who can be at peace in the body of Christ is someone who has the Spirit.
第二个呢，他就讲到神的配搭。
And the second thing is is that God is composed.
在希伯来书第四章里面呢，这个字呢也用作调和啊，它这个字翻成调和 ，mingle.
Oh, in the original Hebrew, this word can also mean to mingle together.
那么我们不仅啊，我们能尽自己的功用，我们还跟别人能够完全融在一起。
Not only can we function with our own in our own position, but we can mingle with others.
我们不活在自己的里面。
We're not living in ourselves.
我们乐于跟别人配搭。
We enjoy co-working with others.
我们不仅对别的肢体有尊重。
We not only respect others.
并且我们可以成全别人。
But we can even support,
perfect
or edify others.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是何等重要的一件事。
So this is a very important thing.
所以你看，每个主日我们在这里擘饼啊。
So every Sunday we are here breaking the bread.
那一个饼，对不对
？It's one bread.
可能我们年日久了，我们也都不在意了。
And maybe through the years we've lost.
主一直借这个饼提醒我们。
We've lost the meaning of having that one bread.
我们都在这个饼里面。
We are all in this one bread.
我们不应该有我们的自己。
We should not have ourselves.
我们是在基督的身体。
We are all in the body of Christ.
如果我们很难跟别人配搭。
If we are not compatible with others.
我们很难跟别人融合在一起。
If we cannot mingle with others.
要证明什么呢？
What
证明呢？我们这个人受到的临近还不够。
This states that we have not drank enough
一个人呢,
of the Spirit.
越多受到圣灵的浸，越多表现肢体，表现身体。
One who is baptized deeply in the Spirit, will manifest the body of Christ.
那么不仅这样，还有第三个点。
And the third point.
这里讲到肢体之间彼此需要相顾。
That within the body we need to care for one another.
讲到关怀，讲到照顾。
And it speaks of caring for one another.
这个相顾这个字啊
，this word care.
它原文的意思就是忧虑，就是 worry 的意思。
This word care also carries the meaning of worry.
我们有没有对我们周遭的弟兄姊妹们有时候担心到这样一个地步呢
？Do we care for our brothers and sisters to the point where we worry about them？
所以很多时候我们就说啊，我顾自己就好了。
Many times we think, oh, I'll just take care of myself.
那我们知道这个基督的身体就很难出现。
Then we know that the body of Christ cannot be manifested.
所以因此呢，我们需要圣灵的浸。
So we need the baptism of the Spirit.
是有人告诉我们说呢，在五旬节的时候呢，圣灵呢一次的浸已经是一个历史的事实。
And many people will say on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit came, that was already that baptism of the Spirit. But we need to experience this in our daily life. We need to daily drink of the Spirit. The more we drink of the Spirit, the more of Christ's body we will see. So this also, this also speaks of the depth of our
death.
Depth of our entering into Christ.
所以我们很多时候弟兄姊妹们，我们用我们的生活上的经历的东西，可以很明显的说出我们到底我们今天经历的情况在什么情形。
So then we can use this as a gauge to see how our spiritual condition is.
今天神要得做一个身体的见证。
Today God is looking for the manifestation of His body. If we are constantly focused on ourselves,
今天我们知道有很多人，甚至他们有恩赐，他们就专门标榜自己，这个都不对的。
And some people will want to present themselves. This is wrong.
在教会历史上,
in church history,
我们看见每一次合一的见证出现的时候,
and any time we see this manifestation,
oneness,
or this oneness, we know that this is the work of the Spirit. So today we need to be baptized in the Spirit. And in every Christian life, we need to drink of the Spirit. Then the manifestation of the body of Christ will appear.
所以弟兄姊妹，请我们记得,
so please remember,
我们已经受浸了,
we've already been baptized.
这一个浸包括两面的意义,
and it carries two meanings.
这个水浸把我们浸入基督的死,
the baptism of water brings us into the death of Christ. The baptism of the Spirit brings us into the body of Christ. This is a great grace that God has given to us.
从我们受浸的那天开始以后,
so on that day that we are baptized and thereafter, this baptism is something for the rest of our lives we need to seek before the Lord. If we can be deeply rooted into His death, not only will we be blessed, but we will gain the blessings of others. If we are able to be deeply rooted in the Spirit, then we can manifest the testimony of Christ.
今天早晨我不晓得我这样讲啊，弟兄姊妹是不是能够有一点清楚？
I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying this morning.
愿主的灵啊，真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
May the Spirit of Truth bring this into reality.
让我们知道我们基督徒在地上跟随主，我们追求的那个路到底是什么。
So that we will know what exactly are we pursuing after in this world.
我们要对主说，主，我已经相信你了。
So we have to say to the Lord, Lord, I already believe in you.
我已经受浸了。
I have already been baptized.
我已经受了水浸。
I have already been baptized in the water.
我也受了灵浸。
I have already been baptized in the Spirit.
今天我所需要是更深的进入这个浸。
What I need today is a deeper baptism.
让你所完成的一切,
so that all the things that you have accomplished,
一点一点的通通深入在我的里面,
will slowly be deeply rooted within me.
好像我们真是能达到有一天你怎样，我们也怎样。
So one day we will achieve this. We could be like Christ.
好，请低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的救恩
实在是我们难以完全明白。
Your salvation is something that we cannot fully understand.
求你救我们脱离一切肤浅的事。
Please show us.
让我们能够更多明白你话语深切的意义。
So we can fully understand your word.
让我们渴慕。
So we can thirst.
能够被浸透。
So that we can thirst to be baptized completely.
我们的难处。
Our difficulties.
就是因为我们没有被浸透。
Are because we have not been baptized completely.
我们有太多自己的保留。
We have too many things that we're holding on to.
所以我们对于你所完成的一切事。
So regarding the things that you have in your heart,
我们得做的实在太少。
We've gained too little of.
主啊，求你用真理的光来引导我们。
Lord, use your light of truth to lead us.
借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
And allow your spirit of truth to bring these into reality for us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们知道一切都是你为我们做成的。
All of these things you have accomplished for us.
求你让我们懂得怎样进入你的恩典。
Help us to understand.
好叫我们能够遵行你的旨意，也叫你的心得着满足。
So that we can fulfill your will and that your heart can be pleased.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.